arguments underway in Florida. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A federal judge will decide whether to unseal the affidavit that led to the FBI raid on former President Trump's Florida estate last week.
Lawyers for the 45th president and the Justice Department are in with the magistrate now, but shortly before the hearing began, Mr. Trump on Truth Social released a memo dated January 19th of 2021, the day before leaving office, in which he directs the Attorney General and the Justice Department to declassify the contents of files pertaining to Operation Crossfire Hurricane, the FBI investigation based on a now discredited report alleging the Trump campaign colluded with the Russian government in the 2016 presidential race. Those materials are thought to be what the FBI confiscated from the president's home.
Fox's Evan Brown at federal court in West Palm Beach. The former president has argued the documents seized in the raid were no longer classified. The Justice Department says unsealing the affidavit could compromise its investigation and put witnesses in jeopardy. Earlier today, Trump's longtime finance chief, Alan Weisselberg, pleading guilty in a tax fraud case. And he agrees to testify against the Trump Organization. The man accused of stabbing author Salman Rushdie just appearing in court in Western New York, pleading not guilty to attempted murder and assault charges. The judge ordering Hadi Mattar held without bail.
Just yesterday, Mattar gave an exclusive jailhouse interview to the New York Post where he all but admitted to the attack. Mattar told the Post about Rushdie. "When I heard he survived, I was surprised, I guess." He went on to say about the 75-year-old author, "I don't like the person. I don't think he's a very good person."
Fox's Brian Yenes. Mattar calls Iran's Ayatollah a great person, but doesn't admit any inspiration from a death edict on Rushdie by the then Ayatollah in 1989. Iran has denied any involvement. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A U.S. senator is appealing a ruling forcing him to appear before a grand jury.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham has appealed a judge's order requiring his testimony before a Georgia special grand jury investigating potential election law violations. Graham's testimony was expected after a judge ruled this week the senator must testify on August 23rd about his phone call to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger in the weeks after the election. The Circuit Court of Appeals will consider Graham's request. His legal team is also asking a federal judge to postpone the grand jury appearance during the appeals process. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani appearing before that special grand jury yesterday. The prosecution rests at the second trial for two men accused of plotting to kidnap the Michigan governor. A jury acquitted two other suspects in April, but couldn't reach a unanimous verdict on the conspiracy counts against Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. The defense argues entrapment by government operatives. New Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson will stay off the field longer under an agreement reportedly reached with the NFL and the Players Association for an 11-game suspension. This stemming from sexual misconduct allegations and lawsuits from 24 women.
Watson recently was suspended 6 games for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy for sexually inappropriate behavior that qualified under the NFL's definition of sexual assault. Deshaun Watson will be eligible to return to play week 13 13 of the regular season, December 4th, when the Browns are scheduled to face the Houston Texans, the only team Watson has played for until now, the game in Houston.
Fox's Jared Max. In addition to extending the suspension, the reported deal adds a $5 million fine to go to charity. Grand juries in Texas declined to indict Watson. A mixed day on Wall Street right now. The Dow's down 79 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.